Hello.
Hi, this is Phyllis with Eagle Moss returning your call. How can I help you today?
So I actually just hung up with you guys because I stopped getting emails, and we figured out why I haven't gotten the shipment yet that I'm waiting for, but I just want to make sure that the emails are still working.
All right, well, let's check that. Can I have your last name, please?
Yeah, Lentini, L-E-N-T-I-N-I.
And may I have your zip code, please?
01752.
Can I get you to verify the name and address, please?
Sure. Sean, S-H-A-U-N, Lentini, L-E-N-T-I-N-I. The address is 70 East Main Street, Marlboro, Mass., zip code 01752.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, I do need to let you know that the reship that you requested for number 3 is out of stock.
Right.
So
yeah.
As soon as it comes back, I can stock it shipped out to you. Now, I show your 7th shipment went out on January 26th, went to the warehouse on January 26th. Now, you said you were having an issue with getting emails?
Yeah, the emails, I used to get, you know, promotional emails, and then all of a sudden they stopped. So I just want to make sure that I keep getting emails, because there was a special that I got one of the last emails I got was the special, and then if I didn't want it, I would have had to call you guys, but then all the emails stopped, so.
All right. Well, what I did, and hopefully it should correct that, is I took your email off from the ship-to address. We just have it on your billing side. And
okay.
So, you know, sometimes sometimes that does mess it up on some accounts. So let's fix this. Another thing you can do is to put us in your address book. And sometimes that can help.
You mean on Gmail?
Yeah, on your email account, just put us in your address book, so it'll accept our emails instead of trashing them.
Oh, because it thinks it's spam?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I will if I ever get another one. Yeah,
let me send
you
one. I'll send you one.
Oh, yeah, perfect. That'd
okay.
be perfect.
Let me find one that looks good so it doesn't sound like I'm doing it. Okay, so there we go. Your seventh shipment went to the warehouse on January 26th. So when it ships out, they'll send you an email.
Yeah,
so we're gonna make sure you get one.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to send you this. It says that your order was shipped on January 26th. That was actually the day that it went to the warehouse. So I'm going to send that to SPLS.
SPSL.
Yeah, that's it. I'm dyslexic sometimes.
Okay.
It can be bad when you work at a bank and you transpose numbers.
Yeah, definitely.
It happened. It did. It happened to me. Years and years ago, it was horrible.
Oh, no.
I had, and thankfully that things were all manual then. And,
right, right.
Oh, yeah. I transposed the number of two accounts, and
oh,
I had
no.
two people writing checks out of the same account.
Oh,
and
no,
it's like,
that's
oh,
awful.
My gosh, I know. Oh, it was horrible. But, you know, we got it straightened out before there was any tragedies.
That's good.
But, oh, my gosh. So that email address is spsl4578@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. So we've got that. Did you get your email yet?
No.
No. Okay. If you don't, you should. Okay. I sent it to you again. If you don't get it, call us back. We'll shoot you another one.
Okay.
Okay.
It's pretty instant, right? It should be there.
Usually it is. It usually is very instant.
Yeah, they're not coming.
Do you have another email address you could use?
Yeah, I can. We can try that.
Okay, and what's that email address?
SPSL4578. The same thing. So at Comcast.net.
Okay, SPSL4578@comcast.net.
Yep.
Okay. Let's shoot that email out again.
Okay, I got that one.
Okay, so just put us in your address, and then you'll get all of our emails.
Okay, and that okay, so that's actually kind of good. So everything from the collections will go to the Comcast email address, and then because the shop, like the online shop, that's separate from you guys, right?
Yes.
Because I stopped getting those emails too, but I haven't bought anything from them, so I don't really care
okay.
that much.
All right. Well, now if you want to continue to use the Comcast.net email address, that will keep us. We'll be able to put in that email address and pull up all of your accounts that's listed under there. So if you do make purchases, we'll be able to do that.
Let's do that, and then if I do buy from the online shop, I'll have them use the Gmail.
Okay, that'll be fine. So we've got all this taken care of. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it.
All right, sir. Well, I thank you so much for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great afternoon.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.